Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 69, recorded on February 5th, 2012. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson,
and I am Eric Fullerton.
Hey, guys. We have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Yay!
We got some Sean V. Martin.
Hey, guys. Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Glad you could make it today.
Yes. So,
I forgot that you did this show on NPR and you had to mumble everything.
That's right. Yes. So this is we've had a little rough start starting this show. In fact, this is going to be one of the shows that it does not appear on YouTube.
Wah, wah, wah.
Because of just some technical difficulties. And we've had Sean, who you've been very patient, waiting for us to start the show.
And I love how we act like it's really something new. I mean, come on. Every one of our guests but the Yogscast waits an hour.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. Even Yogscast waited a little bit, didn't they?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think we had a small period of time where we were starting on time, but
yeah.
Then we tried to make video work again.
Yeah. I didn't want to start having heart attacks. Going on time.
So, Sean, tell me about what you do.
Well, I operate a YouTube channel that is mostly, it used to have nothing at all to do with video games, and then about a year ago I discovered Minecraft, and that's how I ended up here. But I have a show called Five Things that I just visit some like random pop culture topics, movies, games, what's going on YouTube, on the internet, whatever, and sometimes my clones get in the way, sometimes I annoy my wife talking about things, but basically I just... Here it's my editorial of the week, and here are some things to look at.
Yeah, it's really good. That was one of the reasons I really wanted to get Sean on the show. I watched. I think it was Mars Mission.
Yeah, Mars Mission and Grinchmas.
And from that, I saw the five things, and I started watching some of those, and they're really good. You do some really cool editing tricks and stuff in it, and makes them real fun to watch. So
Friday's episode was number 77.
Nice.
Excellent.
Been doing it for a year and a half.
Wow.
So the people who've been around for a long time on your channel, how are they responding to the Minecraft stuff?
The people who've been around for a long time number less than probably 150. So some of them aren't even around anymore, but the hardcore ones are like people like my parents. So they're fine with it.
They are your biggest fans.
I throw jokes in my Minecraft videos for my dad because I know he might watch one. But most of my other content, I try and stay as far away from video games as possible.
Yeah.
So that my mom might watch them.
Nice.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how to like get my parents to understand what it is we do down here. So I thought about getting a couple of shows, but I'm like, it's going to sound like complete gibberish. It's going to sound like Greek.
Well, my dad's a computer guy, and he's been on several of my Minecraft videos. Like when I first got started and I didn't know who to like pull in to collaborate with, I was like, hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents aren't gamers at all. The last game my dad played was probably Populous, way back.
Nice.
And he loved it. And then somehow he was just done gaming, I guess. I don't know. But they only watch the music videos. They're like, do you have any new songs I should check out? I'm like, no, still nothing. Sorry. They're like, okay,
just more talking.
Yeah, and they're like, well, let us know when you got a new song. Like, okay. Because all this other stuff is boring, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, cool.
Well,
here's some people that you could probably collaborate with. They we have sponsors on every show, and this week we have a bunch of sponsors. The first one is actually they have a server, so they did a server sponsorship, and that is ABO Craft, and they want you to join them at abocraft.net. That's ABEOCRAFT.net.
Maybe it's Abo.
It could be like, yes, like Abraham Lincoln, Abe O'Craft.
Abe nice. O'Craft. That's a good way to remember it. Real easy. Abe O'Craft.
Yeah. We're gonna join up and crash
.net.
It.
Yes.
Crash the party.
Until it gets shot in the head in a theater.
Or in the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could shoot Giggle Squid in the knee, but.
But the squid is strong with this one.
Nice.
Yep. It's like the Force, but with squids.
All right. And also next we have Brashiet Cub. Remember him?
Yeah, I
Brachiate.
Do.
Brachiate.
Yeah.
And he says, "Be Cub in his house, the shaft for the win, baby." Be Cub.
My hibbledy bibbledy. And we got another one from Giggle Squid. She supported us twice this week.
Nice.
If it's a she. I
you
wonder.
Just insulted him.
I don't know.
Or her.
I know. Yeah. I know. And she says,
"The squids will rise."
The squids will rise.
Is that not?
No, I think it's the monotone. It works for you.
Yeah.
The squids will rise.
That's right.
The devastation will be tremendous.
Yes.
And then, of course, the one, the only, Crummy, Serge.
I got a Welsh pixie skin. You jelly? Yeah, you jelly.
And the Lord of Bones, Lord Bones himself,
says, "We come in peace with TNT and enchanted gear."
And we'd also like to send out a big thank you to Swamp Chick, who did a personal donation, went above and beyond the normal sponsorships.
Yes.
We can't thank you enough, Swamp Chick.
Swamp Chick is awesome.
And, you know, Eggs has been messaging lately. He tried to do, well, first off, he had never played Amnesia, and he was asking about it, and I'm like, it's the scariest game that you'll ever play.
Yeah.
And so he's like, my friends keep telling me to do a Let's Play and film myself, and I'm like, you should do that. You should do that. And so he's been trying it, but he's been having some technical difficulties doing it. But yeah, he's
That's
like, I have to play that game during the daytime from now on.
Yeah. Play with the lights
so,
on.
So yeah, Eggs is moving through the Amnesia.
Would you say he's kind of going on a journey? Eggs journey.
Eggs journey.
Journey.
The journey of
eggs.
The journey.
Yeah, something. So, Eric.
Yes.
You never go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
You got some stuff down here.
Yeah, I've been playing around with some more mods, some more camera mods and things like that for better filming our adventures. And I think I'm almost ready to give a nice review of all the things that I found. I need to kind of gather them all up. I might make a video. If not, I'll talk about them in my journey next week. But I've been trying to find some cool little fun things that we can do for our channel, just film and have fun. And I found, you know, Disco, we're going to talk about this in the sightings, but Disco he always makes these really cool in-game games, like Plants vs. Zombies and all this kind of stuff. He did this cool music sequencer. Well, he did Bomberman, and I'm really fascinated with that. I think we should do it. I saw Maz doing it as well, and he's having a good time. It's just really cool. Also,
I played it on my channel. It is very cool.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes, it's insane.
How far did you get? Are you done with the series or is it still going?
I just played. I played through the 7 rounds quick.
Oh, okay.
I love me
kind
some
of
Bomberman.
Sampled it.
Yeah, Bomberman. I've always loved Bomberman.
Yeah, and they seem to keep. And the weird thing is, I don't know how they can screw it up, but like, it's still the original was still the best.
Did you ever play the campaign Bomberman on the GameCube?
No.
It was horrible. It was so dumb.
I did, and it is awful. It's horrible.
How can you screw up Bomberman? You know what I mean? It's like such a simple formula.
By adding a campaign to it.
Exactly.
And making you go left to right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
It was weird. But yeah, Bomberman's good stuff. I want to get into playing some more board games and cool stuff like that. So I looked at Monopoly, and I know it's long and boring, and it's like, wow, yeah, I really want to watch somebody play Monopoly in Minecraft. Woohoo, what a party. But I have some ideas on how to make it cool and fun to watch and not hugely long and stupid. Anyway, so I'm researching Monopoly, and I found two really great Monopoly in-game games, one that VoxelBox did, Voxelopoly. Which looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then another Monopoly that just got released last month. And I forgot who it was. I'll have to look it up. I forget. But so I have two of them to kind of choose from. I'm going to download them and walk around and see. And so anyway, just to kind of do some cool stuff. Also, a guy did a remake of the Scarlet Monastery in Minecraft. And it is updated all the way to the newest snapshot. So you have to... Anyway, so we might do that, being WoW players.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
It's a nice little instance romp. It'd be a short and quick. I think we'd have some real fun with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of just kind of looking around and a lot of editing and, you know, that sort of thing.
And you moved into a new place. You've been a little busy.
Yes. I moved into a new place, and it's kind of cool. My first priority was getting internet. I still don't have a bed or anything.
You know what's important, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, that's always the last thing whenever I'm moving it out of an apartment or a house. Like, that's the last thing that goes. Like, the computer will sit on the floor until everything else is out of the house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's the first thing to move in.
You know?
So that's been pretty cool. And yes, well... who wants to go next on their journey?
Let's let our guests go next.
Yeah, Sean, what you been up to?
My only Minecraft series that I'm running right now on my channel is called Survive or Die, and it is a hardcore Minecraft series. I started when 1.0 came out, and I twice died, and I'm on my third life, and I've been on that for a very long time, like long enough that I'm starting to get really nervous. And because I gotta play it dangerous, because it's no fun if you just play it safe all the time, tomorrow is the day that I am going to try and take on the Ender Dragon.
Nice.
In hardcore. Oh,
hardcore mode Ender Dragon. And I've never fought the Ender Dragon by myself or with a group before.
Wow, you're a crazy person.
I've seen it done, and I actually last week I released my map so that people could upload a video response of how they would go about beating the Ender Dragon. So I have like a couple examples to work off of.
Nice.
Dang.
A couple people failed too.
Yeah, we haven't done that either, but man, hardcore. That's hardcore. Yeah,
don't be a failure.
Don't be a failure.
Yeah, if you lose.
Well, it is called Survive or Die.
Yeah, but that second part, that's just
failure.
Unacceptable.
Wowzers.
So yeah, I'm like learning all the steps of enchanting and brewing and everything, and tomorrow I'm going to take them on.
Wow.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's going to be nice.
We'll be
I'm excited.
We'll be following you on Twitter to watch your tears of sadness and weepiness as you are crushed.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. So is that it for the week?
That's all that I'm doing.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to just ask you real quick. Are you looking at any adventure maps that you're going to play soon?
Not really. I mean, obviously, I'm waiting on bated breath for Ron Smalek's second part of his space mission.
Jupiter! Oh, that's going to be great.
Yes, I'm very excited for that. But no, I'm not sitting on anything right now.
Did you see the latest video he put out like yesterday?
Of him getting captured and getting sucked to Jupiter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Ron is the master of cheesy videos. It's awesome.
It's so funny. Yeah. So everyone should be following Ars Malik, by the way.
Yeah.
We keep saying that, but it's true. Go follow him. He puts out hilarious things that are cheesy but awesome.
He has so many ideas that every so often, and when I say every so often, I mean like every day, he will send me an email with an idea that is just like, this is at the bottom of my list, but I thought that maybe you'd want this idea. So now I have like three of his great ideas that I'm sitting on.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten to execute yet.
Oh,
he's so creative.
That's awesome. Excellent. And they're all cheering his name in the chat room. And by the way, hello, EZ. Hello, how's it going?
Hello, EZ in the chat room.
Yes. So, what you been up to this week?
Well, yes. I haven't actually done much Minecraft this week. We did a snapshot video, and that was a lot of fun.
That's right, yeah.
And in it, we did some stuff that we had to, like, do some, like, I had to build, like, some redstone things that were, you know, and learning how to work with some redstone pistons to drop some sand so that our villagers could go make a love connection.
That's right. And then the cat experiments was kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I love Snapshot Thursday. I can't wait for the next one. You know, the day after we did that, Jeb puts out another update.
Really?
It was just a little bug fix, though.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so that's kind of what happened. I did log on to a couple other servers and just kind of poke around, but I mean, nothing of any note. I mostly just played around with Snapshot so that we could get an interesting video.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then of course, you know, we did, that was last week though, Curast, right? Our next session of playing Curast.
Oh yeah, where we actually finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week, look forward to some more Curast.
Yep. So, Mr. Brent.
Wow. I've been dreading this moment all day long.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't even going to say anything, but I feel like I've got to say something just because I'm going to be kind of doing less, like, yeah, shows and stuff. But I'm kind of going through something at home right now, and... Oh God, I think this is going to be so difficult. But I'll be back. I'm still going to be involved. I've got a show that I'm starting Monday. It'll be just quick stuff. But besides that, I'm just, you know, trying to work on life.
Yep.
Yep.
So, but that's about it.
We're here for you, buddy.
And yep. I think maybe if I can get to the button.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And the news.
I didn't want you to take the doo-doo-doots away from me again. No!
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
I had already claimed those.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, and, lots of news happened this week. Should we, you know, I'm starting to wonder if we should actually talk just briefly about audiobooks.
We could. We could talk a little bit about audiobooks.
From Audible.
If you're interested, go and get a book. We have a free book that you can get by going to audibletrial.com/theshaft, and you can download one free book and listen to it. Hey there, Skype. additionally, and that's for 14 days. And then if you decide to subscribe, you get another credit towards a book each month. And all books that you purchase are 30% off. And then you get a bunch of other benefits, like a subscription to the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. And there's all kinds of extra stuff you get. Plus, you're helping to support the show. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free audiobook.
And recommended this week from Swamp Chick. This is kind of cool. It's a book called Reality is Broken: Why Games Make Us Better and How They Can Change the World. And this is a
Who's
pretty...
Who's it by?
This is by... Jane McGonigal.
Yep, Jane McGonigal. She's a famous gaming personality person. She's behind a lot of the gamification stuff that's going on.
Oh, Swamp Chick had told me that she's reading a lot of these books. They're kind of like for parents, you know, that can, you know, let you know what's going on about, you know, in gaming and culture and what kids, you know, like if you're not a gamer yourself, these are probably a good reference almost to, you know, get into it and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It's a good recommendation.
So check that out. Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Support the show.
And now in the news, we have, there's a new update for the Pocket Edition of Minecraft. It will be released next week. Let's see. What we have here is,
this was, Daniel announced, that the, Minecraft Pocket Edition will be updating, next week.
Right.
And, the foundation for, and he also stated in a blog post that the foundation for survival will mostly be done. Nice. So, like, getting ready to enter, to have survival mode on your Pocket Edition next week, most of the stuff will already be there in the update. Mm-hmm. And crafting won't be in this update because they need to redesign the GUI.
Yeah. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago or whatever, but I think the whole wanting to play creative on a handheld is just not the direction that, you know, like... I think everybody was just more excited about survival, really. And,
yeah.
You know, picking it up and continuing kind of your game rather than, I'll just pick it up and build something.
Yeah.
You know, but who knew? Nobody really knew, right? Yeah. You got to put it out there and see what happens. And so, survival it is.
And there were also two snapshots this week. Two whole snapshots, an A and a B.
Yeah.
A was up for a very short time.
Yeah.
Had to do with some, there was a bug with some ocelots, so they quickly fixed it.
Yeah, it was, you couldn't make them sit with an empty hand. You had to, you know, right click them with a block or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, they fixed that. But basically, the rundown is that ocelots are now easier to tame, so you don't have to stand there forever and wish they would walk up to you anymore. Also, cats can sit. And then, so now it's safe again to go to your chicken coop. The creeper got a new AI adjustment, so now they stalk you, but they are afraid of cats.
Yep, they're scared of cats.
They're scaredy cats
because back in the day we had cats.
Left, right.
And the big one, the other big one, is villagers will now try to detect houses and live in them.
Yeah.
So they'll look around and go, hey, is there some place for me to hang out? And then they'll go and go there.
And is it just, do they just look for doors, I wonder?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, oh, there's a door. I'm going to walk up and open it and go inside.
I see a sequel to Felinophobia already.
Yes.
And we did a snapshot video this week. You can go to YouTube, go to Dead Workers or youtube.deadworkers.com. We did a snapshot video and did some experiments with villagers and cats and creepers and lava and swimming in lava and,
yeah,
you know.
What do you think about all this cat business and stuff, Sean? Do you like, are you digging the ocelots and stuff?
I honestly know incredibly little about it.
Oh, yeah?
The point of Survive or Die was to try and play the game without any outside knowledge, so I've pretty much cut myself off from any incoming news about the game because that makes me constantly surprised about what's going on because I am actually surprised by updates.
Oh, wow.
I am aware that there are things going on and I know that there are ocelots being added to the game, but other than that they're being added, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not, I just found out yesterday that they scare creepers, I guess.
Yeah. Well, one side effect, if you haven't read it, one thing you do need to know, like, you should carry some obsidian with you all the time because periodically when ocelots bite you, they transport you to the nether, so watch out.
Oh my God, really?
No.
I was about to say, I didn't know that either. What a strange lie that was. So are you more of a dog?
That's what commenters do to me. They just mislead me and try and get me to believe something that is not true.
That's right. And then they're like, tra la 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 la. Are you more of a dog person or a cat person?
I have two cats and zero dogs, so that probably answers your question.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, I hate cats, too.
Actually, my clones cloned one of the cats yesterday, so now I have three cats.
Oh, wow. Cloning clones? Clones? Cloning?
Yeah, I can't keep them out of the clone machine. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Do you have an alligator pit too?
No, but one of them is scared of alligators.
Okay, good, good.
I need to work on the alligator pit part, and then I can threaten them with that.
Nice.
So yeah, that's and by the way, there are some bugs right now. Do we need to talk about the bugs in a?
Nah, because they'll fix them real quick and make it obsolete.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So let's not worry about that.
Wait, they're adding bugs as well?
Well, when they make all these snapshots, it makes lots of new bugs, and then they catalog them and they let you know what they are, but I don't think it matters really. I mean, I think you expect a snapshot to be buggy. So I don't know.
But it would be cool if they added bugs, as in like mosquitoes with malaria.
Yeah, that would be great. And earthquakes and volcanoes and hurricanes, yes. We also got Mojang has got a new recruit, John Kagstrom. And evidently, Jeb has called him John the Savior. I miss these tweets, so I don't really...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he's saving doors is what he's saving.
Yeah?
So they've come up with a way to fix the double doors, unless they can figure out a way to detect if you already have double doors in your map, it'll need fixing.
Yeah.
But they plan to have it implemented in 1.2, and so your double doors... will work better with redstone and creatures.
And you know what happened originally? It was Snape killed Dumbledore's.
Oh my god.
Oops. Sorry.
That was the worst ever.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sure there's worse than that, but okay.
No. No. So are they going to make it so that like one line of redstone will go to a set of Dumbledore's now? That would be pretty cool.
That would be.
And you wouldn't have to put an inverter. Because, you know, right now with double doors.
It's ridiculous with all that.
You have to put an inverter on the doors.
Yeah, that's a lot of work for just a simple, you know.
Trust me.
Don't make double doors. That's my way around it.
Well, yeah. That's just laziness.
It's incomprehensible.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a problem.
So anyway, John's working on double doors and cool. Yeah.
Excellent.
And he's the savior.
Savior. So also here in the news, Notch and EZ joined by fans to protest ACTA. You know ACTA.
Yes. Does everybody here know ACTA?
A new and more deviant plan to cut us all off.
Yep. Well,
to censor the internet. And
just so everybody knows, ACTA is already signed in America. I mean, this is already law. It was
so
SOPA
and people were just kind of like decoys to ACTA in the background.
No, they're trying
through.
To do ACTA in Sweden now.
Yes.
Right.
And it's been, I think, pushed through some parts. I'm not really familiar with their government system, but I think it's been pushed through some parts of their government.
Yeah.
And it's just got to be basically finalized. So,
but this is a treaty. This is an international treaty that we have already signed. And
Easy in the chat room says they signed, but they have to do the final vote in June.
So Easy and Notch were trying to get some people together, and they did.
Well, they joined in to Sergal's Torg. It's like a big. I searched for it on YouTube, and it's almost like a huge Grand Central Station.
Oh, kind cool.
Of a huge area where they about 1,000 people gathered together and rallied, and also the temperature was 8 degrees Fahrenheit, which is -13 Celsius, but they were still out there with a number of Mojang fans, and so that's awesome. Down with ACTA. So,
yes.
So I hope they don't do that final sign, so we'll see.
By the way, I thought this was kind of funny. We got a comment on one of our YouTube things. It's like, I don't know how you can support these guys. They were pro SOPA.
Yeah.
Did
I
you
saw
see that?
Yeah.
And I was like, pro SOPA? What have we ever said we were pro SOPA?
Yeah. Well, we never made any anti SOPA.
They were reading between the lines.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it that we were
It was in the subtext.
Was it that we were making Let's Plays and so thus we must be for SOPA?
Oh, the day that nobody uploaded videos?
No. I don't. You can't post a Let's Play and be pro SOPA, and I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, thought that was kind of funny though.
Yeah,
you know, Nailhead came to the rescue and said, that is incorrect.
Yeah, that's right. I responded to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So also in this last one here, Notch joined in on a call for communication, which was basically...
It's a bunch of Half-Life 2 fans.
Yeah. So a lot of fans want to get Valve's attention and say, we want Episode 3, Half-Life 2 Episode 3, right? Like, where is it? Where is it? And sure, there's a lot of emails and things like that trying to get their attention, but they wanted to get Half-Life 2 up on the top 10 most played games on Steam. And you can go a Google search for like stats and Steam, and you can see this list. And by the time I saw it, it was number 11 in the list. It was like 20,000 people playing it or something like that. Anyway, yeah. So Notch did a stream and played it for a long time. I watched some of it, and also Ko was playing it for a long time. And anyway, so it's just kind of a, you know, let's get it on there. And so Easy saying Notch protested two things in the same day: first Acta, then Half-Life 3. So yeah, busy man. So that's pretty cool. So we'll see how that comes out. Like, it's kind of a nice protest too, because it's not just emails going, hey, we want it. It's actually a very nice way to show respect, and hey, look how much interest is garnered with your excellent series and these people playing it. So I think it's a good way to protest. And
when I started playing video games on YouTube, one of the first things I wanted to do was Half-Life 2, because it's my favorite game. And I didn't do it right away because I wanted to get better. But the last 2 months I've spent uploading a Let's Play to a separate gaming channel that I have that is called Gordon Freeman Speaks. It's kind of like Freeman's Mind. It is a entirely first-person narrated version of the game, and I don't break character. And I just wrapped it up like 10 days ago.
Sweet.
I got to the end of the game. And I have to do episode 1 and episode 2 yet.
Is your Gordon Freeman a functional idiot?
No. He's but he is very frustrated and angry at just about everything.
That's funny.
Excavation Station.
That's right, friends. It is time for that little segment where we tell you, we comment on your awesome ideas.
Awesome.
For things that you want to see in the game. And let me tell you, they're awesome. Like, really awesome. and the first
He's one, burying the lead.
So this one is submitted by Rannikins, who really did call the segment Excitation Station.
Nice.
Which, I guess... it was appropriate for episode 69,
dudes.
So yeah, so he wants fairies, and when he's talking about fairies, he's talking about the boat, guys, not the one with the wings.
Oh,
so even though I think maybe you could have both in the mushroom biomes, get us some fairies in there and get some fairy dust to help.
What does he want the boats to do?
Well, so you could ferry them across open sea and. You could sail the open sea, and you could even make them... Wait.
So basically putting more than one person in there.
Well, no, most...
Oh, and blocks. You can
basically
move blocks.
It's movable blocks.
Yeah.
Right.
So you build a platform that floats, and then you can put dirt on top of it and make like a farm, and then drive it around.
Weird.
That sounds awesome.
I think it'd be better to make it like the minecart, you know, chest. Like, where you could carry a bunch of stuff across the water and stuff like that.
So, are we thinking, like, a certain block that will float and be movable? Like, so you have to build a platform out of that or something?
I guess. You know? I think he's just talking about making a boat, and then you have a control block, and you can drive that group of blocks that are floating.
Yeah.
So, but that won't work. I'm just telling you now.
Not in the current state of the game.
No.
No way.
It can't function.
So you think that would break? That's game breaking? You think that would totally ruin everything?
Well, remember, no. I said there's the way it's currently coded, you can only have one passenger on any movable object.
Oh, right.
And that movable object, like, I don't think you can build platforms on top of the musical.
Well, but think about it this way. If he made some block that was like a track, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just another block, right? A track block.
Yeah.
A powered track block, right? It's always powered, or when you start pushing it, it's powered, right?
Yeah.
So anything on top of it can move, and you just have the carts in this cycle that keeps moving across this track that doesn't, you don't fall off of.
Yeah.
And so it just basically keeps bumping across, you know, whatever. Like, to me, the tracks are that block that multiple people can ride on at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't occupy the same block space, I think.
Yeah.
Block space.
Like a cart can't really get past a cart kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's get a hashtag going.
That's right.
Trend this.
So this next thing is from Jay Waddy, and he wants money. We need to be able to make money. Stackable up to $100. It could be so helpful if there was actually a monetary system so that each server doesn't need to have an independent money system.
I think it should stack up to $64, though.
Yeah, nice. You know, yeah. I think I like economies in games, and it's hard for me to even think of a game that got ruined because of an economy. I think economies just make games better. Does anybody agree or disagree?
I cooperate and co-run a server called the Band Builders, MinecraftBOB.com. Just throwing it in there. And when we finally started running an economy, we run I think it's Bose Economy, BOSE. Does that sound familiar to someone? Stevie, the other co-operator, is in the chat. He can confirm. Anyway, when we added the economy, he told me about it, and I was like, "Why? Why?" And he's like, "No, people will like it. They asked for it." And I was like, "Okay." And they love it. Oh. They love having an economy. They work for it. They trade. They want to spend their money. They want to earn money. It's great.
So, like, how do you have it set up? I mean,
we have it the way that you can earn money without doing anything, like trading for it, is you get like a fraction of money from destroying blocks. You get a fraction of money from being online. So you have like small streams coming in every 5 minutes. You get a couple bucks. Our currency is called Terrans. That was just made up by someone on the server. But then you can also have a mall set up where you can set up a store and you can put chests, and then you can put on a sign what you want to charge for it, and people come in, look at your like gold blocks or iron blocks or whatever, take something out of the chest, and the economy will automatically transfer the balance over to the person's account.
Oh.
Now, is there any, let's suppose that I have cornered the market on everything and all the money is coming into my pockets. Is there anything I can do with that money?
We haven't worked up to like any like trade-in things.
You don't have like any NPC vendors or anything like that?
No, not yet anyway.
Okay.
Stevie's saying not yet, but there will be. He's promising it.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm curious what you, I mean, I guess maybe like some of the super rare stuff like diamonds, you know, would be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
Stevie did actually have an admin, building set up with spawned items that you could get, but we had a little bit of a balancing issue, and I think that was shut down.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe auctioning those items, you know, might like maybe you have, you know, if there's some way, because
you could buy raffle tickets to something.
Yeah, and the reason I'm saying that is because, like, you know, after a server gets to a certain age, you know, you've got the center of the server is devoid of diamonds and, you know, all the good stuff.
Right.
So I can imagine that at a certain point in time, you would want to start having an influx of new materials.
Well, luckily for us, Mojang keeps updating the map algorithms so that we have to keep refreshing our map to keep it current. So that kind of has taken care of the problem itself so far.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Okay.
Let's get to the next one here from Slither. Wants heat and light sources. They think that there should be a light source that doesn't provide heat and a heat source that doesn't provide light for ice structures and ice biome mob grinders.
I think that's a good idea. But, I mean, you've already got glowstone. Well, no, that produces heat. That's right.
Glowstone?
Yeah.
Produces heat?
Yep. Did you know that?
Yeah, it melts ice and stuff.
Oh, yeah. right. Okay.
Don't you remember my ice tower had those rings of glowstone around it?
Yeah.
And I had to space them away from the ice tower because it would melt them.
Right. That's pretty cool. I like that.
And like if you stick a torch on a wall, it'll melt it.
I like to see heat being used in different areas too. Okay. So yeah, so for ice. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is cool. Heat sources.
Maybe...
It'd be cool to see like heat mirages in the desert. I'm just gonna throw that in there.
Yeah. Now redstone torches don't emit heat, do they?
Apparently, no one knows.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
Not that I know of.
We thought it did because when we were playing Mars Mission, it was like, oh no, don't put any, you know. But then again, it wasn't actually real ice because he had textured.
Yeah. Chat room says no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had textured, what was it, textured wool to look like ice?
Yes, exactly.
Sneaky fiend.
He likes pulling those switches on you.
I know. Yeah. He's in the chat room. He's listening to us right now.
He's just laughing it up.
I know. So,
next.
This next one, this is from Negengerus. Negengerus. And gangrenous. Anyway, he says, coal blocks, redstone blocks, and redstone tipped arrows. He'd like craftable coal and redstone blocks as an easier way to store materials. And then arrows would be better if they had a small redstone charge in the tip so they could set off TNT and activate circuits from a distance. And then lastly, he says, cool. Brent is awesome.
Nice.
And I agree.
I agree with that.
Yep.
I like set off TNT from a distance. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And craftable coal and redstone blocks.
Redstone blocks.
To conserve space so that you could stack them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see.
They do allow you to make blocks out of so many things, and then there are so many other things that they don't. It seems like a weird arbitrary decision.
Yeah.
Like you get the lapis blocks and you can make clay blocks and snow blocks, but you can't make redstone blocks.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's like traveling up and down with redstone is still the issue. I think that's really when redstone blocks would come in the most useful, right?
Yeah. Well, but he's not necessarily saying for a utilitarian reason either. He's literally just wanting it so you can store it.
Yeah, so you can bust it open. Yeah, yeah. And
get he doesn't want to have three double chests full of redstone. He just wants one.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Yeah,
because that saves so much space.
That's what you're worried about in the giant world of Minecraft, saving space.
Yep. So you're going to read this next one there, Mr. Eric.
All right, next one comes from Shizzy. Shizzy says, give us more bed colors. And so the ability to change the color of your bed according to the colors of wool you use when making them. Yeah, and that totally makes sense. I mean, you know, there's three wool that is associated, right?
Yeah.
And some blocks of wood.
Yep.
And so for an example, you have one white, one blue, two blue and one white. So to make would that be kind of a purple or something?
No. He's saying, so the first block, the first wool block on the recipe would be the color of the pillow.
Oh, yeah, the pillow.
And then the second two would be the color of the bed, and you could mix them. So if you took blue and red, you could make purple.
That's cool. So you could have a black pillow and a red.
But then again,
sheets.
I mean, it's kind of silly. Why don't you just make two purple wools? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. You should just have the two be the color that you want your bed to be, unless it could be stripey.
That's why I just open up my texture pack and change it to whatever the hell I want it to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
I think my bed actually is purple. So there you go.
Nice.
What do people say when they see it?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
That's right. They're like, your bed is so beautiful.
Now I feel like after that I should add some like stars and moons to it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking intense. Now. I've got ideas.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's right.
Get that brain going.
So yeah, you want to do this first?
Sure. One? So the first one, we talked about adventure lobbies, and I went and looked at this. This is really cool. It's a free service that lets you play from a selection of 20 adventure maps with up to 4 friends. And we'll provide a link to that again. And there's some stuff in the Minecraft forums, and we'll provide a link to that as well that talks about this. But basically, there's a selection of, really, there's some good maps. There's like Cake Defense and stuff like that in there. Mm-hmm. And you basically get in this lobby with your friends and then, or strangers, and then you go and play. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. The biggest problem is getting to play, because it sounds like the servers fill up really fast.
Yeah.
And I would assume, how has this service not been in existence until now?
Well, and we tried it, and it was like, your server will be ready in 3.5 hours.
okay,
we'll go to our own server that we host.
Yeah.
Our Lethal Drive host. But after talking with the guy who, I guess, runs the site, he wanted me to install a toolbar, which will tell you when a server is free. And I was like, I'm not installing a toolbar. Come on.
Come on. I love the Google toolbar. It's so important and relevant nowadays.
No, that's like going over to my grandma's house and looking at her thing. And I'm like, why do you have the Yahoo toolbar, the Google toolbar, the Hotmail? It's like you can't even see a website because half your screen is filled up with, oh, no, that's my mail right there, that button. That's not mail. That's a hot button. What are you doing, Grandma?
Grandma.
Why is your grandma on your computer?
Well, we burnt down her house in one of our Let's Plays. So.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah.
So now she's at my house on my computer.
Yeah. I need to keep telling her I'm sorry. I caught her on fire.
That's right.
Well, it healed her hemorrhoids.
She had it coming.
Caught her eyes.
So the next one here is, this is the Minecraft Bomberman by FV Disco. And we talked about this. He Disco strikes again, implementing the classic video game Bomberman, a.k.a. Dynablaster. It features 8 levels, power-ups, hidden keys, automatic TNT ignition, and a level counter. The download link for the game is provided in the YouTube video description, and we will link to the video.
Yes.
And it is amazing.
I need to check that out.
Love it. And the next one.
You want to do that, Brent? You want me to?
Well, I was just going to say, there's a ton in here. Are there any in here that you put, Sean, or that you want to talk about?
I the only one that I've covered recently was the Bomberman one.
Yeah, and Eric,
which I will agree,
it
was awesome. And his redstone is just, I can barely do the simplest thing in redstone. So when I see something like that, I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
So here's one though, from the Sfax lights mod. It's a mod that adds functional and decorative lights to Minecraft, which we hear all the time in Excavation Station. Mm-hmm. But you bake clay blocks, carve runes in them, and then illuminate them. Or craft more traditional lanterns. The mod also adds a recipe to combine redstone and glowstone, a mixed stone, and illuminating redstone dust.
They look real fancy. I like
They're
them.
Pretty.
Fancy.
Yeah. Glowing runes. And also, next, Minecraft Comes Alive. This clever little mod replaces the testificates with villagers that you can actually use. You can use them. You can even marry an NPC and have a child with them, who you can then raise to farm, fish, or hunt.
So it actually turns Minecraft into Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You can walk up to people and you can talk to them and say things. And if they like it, you get like plus rep or whatever with them. Or you can give them gifts and they'll like you more. And you can give a ring to a woman who, if you have like a certain amount of like or whatever with them, once you give them the ring, they're like, yeah, I'll marry you. And then that's when you have a baby and then slave, you can turn them into slave and make them do all this stuff for you, like farm and stuff. It's craziness.
So wait, this is called Frampton Comes Alive?
It's basically The Sims, really, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So this next one, Minecraft plus Skyrim equals Minerim. And this is a rendered video, and it's, yeah, Minerim.
Don't want to spoil it, really. It's a yeah. one. It's a. It's kind of a one-hit joke kind of thing. But yeah. Check it out. It's well done. The next one is Sheep Love. This is a video. It's not what you think. Two sheep pledge their undying love.
How do you know what I think?
For each other. Oh, I know what you're thinking. It's cool. Yeah, go check it out. It makes you kind of sad. It's got like sad music playing all through it. But I guess to be continued too. So it's like a series. And then next is Minecraft Physics, an exploration of physics of Minecraft with Rhett Allen, associate professor of physics at Southeastern Louisiana University. Sounds smart.
Yeah. I love when people like throw their academic weight around in Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, this is like, I mean, looking at the page, it's like there's a video associated with it, and there's all these like formulas and stuff, and it's like really scary. But if you really
these are the people that Mojang should be hiring.
Yeah, yeah, it's like they went and figured out all this stuff, and you know, I mean, it might be more information than Jeb and Notch have. You know, I mean, it's pretty in depth. I think Notch actually tweeted this too, so he's aware of it. Pretty insane stuff. And then last year I added this is a Minecraft
yeah,
four seasons.
It's a cool little video.
And this
I like
cool?
this one, yeah.
I saw this on Reddit last week, I think. Anyway, so you can see the seasons pass in this 3D rendered animation by Animation Craft PG5. He has a couple other animated shorts, and it's really cool. It's yeah. very lovely to watch.
It's and it's not in-game footage. It's like rendered.
Yeah. So he used like Cinema 4D or something.
Maybe he used Bryce.
Yes, Bryce. so yeah, that's about it, really.
Yeah.
It's a time for some yep. shout-outs.
Oh, wait, have we got a special knock?
Whoa. Someone's playing the drums, or maybe...
It's not me this time.
Is it someone knocking? Maybe it's a...
Is somebody knocking on our door? Who could it be knocking at our door? Housekeeping!
Wow. Hey, what's up, maid? Did you bring your drum kit today?
I am musical! Housekeeping!
Oh, cool. I didn't know you were in a band.
So, yeah. We've got some new videos this week.
We do. We're finishing up the Room After Room series.
Yep.
And that will be done this week. And a lot of people have told us that they do not like us putting more than three people in a video, and it yeah. really interrupts their chi or their vibe or something. Something's weird's happening.
Yeah.
But we're having a blast with it. It's so much fun. So expect yeah. more of that.
I was watching you guys try and do that parkour room today, and I didn't have a problem with all of you yelling at each other. I thought it was hysterical.
It's fun.
Well, and the expectations for like big multiplayer late at night, you know, tipsy maps should be different than, you know, our Kurast videos or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
There's a whole different level of presentation, especially on a puzzle map.
Yeah. It's a party atmosphere.
Exactly. Yeah. And people are like, you guys need
I
to quit
that.
Well, people are like, you need to quit cheating. I'm like, you don't understand. If we really didn't cheat on this, these videos would be so boring. We'd be sitting there going,
yeah.
You know, there's a level of energy you got to keep up on some of this stuff.
Like, do people really watch these to, like, figure out the puzzle? And they're like, why did they finish it? No, I can't do it. They were having so much fun, too. Like, no, we're just having fun and have fun with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll do many more. I mean, you know, I mean, that's... Yeah. What we do. We have fun in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Right?
And that was, I mean, we were filming that at like midnight Central Time.
Yeah.
On Friday.
And, yeah. And you know, remember, we're going to put out more Kurasts and Shipwrecked and things like that too. But would you rather us just do one and not the other?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting double the content, basically.
Yeah.
And we're going to try new things and do other new things. And I'll tell you right now, hitting that dislike button does absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Except for hurt us in, like, rankings.
Yeah.
You know, we listen to your comments, so leave constructive comments if you don't like something, because we do read them.
Yeah.
But hit that plus button. Hit the fave button. That'll help us out a lot.
Yeah.
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 And, well, I guess that's about it. Sean, where can everybody find you and your stuff?
You can find me at youtube.com/SeanVMartin. Sean spelled S-H-A-W-N.
Not seen.
I have nothing against the scenes of the world, but that my parents named me Sean with a W.
Yeah. Nice. Excellent. Well, it's good to finally have you on the show, and it's fun to watch your playthroughs of Ars Malix maps, too. I guess we all can't wait for Jupiter to come out, and we'll be hooking up. It's good to have you.
Yeah, I was glad to be here. Thank you very much, guys.
Excellent.
Well, have an excellent weekend.
You too.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Okay.
Party time.
Excellent.
Excellent.
69, dude.
Dead Workers Party Network. Discover the Shaft difference.